This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal, game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
This is Coffee with Timmy.
What would your life be if compared to a pair of jeans? Would it be clean, well-washed jeans, cropped jeans, shorts, or faded jeans? I think my life would be like shredded jeans. Not the one bought brand new from the stores, but shredded by life experiences. My life as a pair of jeans. This thought has been in my head for about a few weeks now when I heard a sermon about it. And recently, I've been having some long, nostalgic conversations and just brought to surface stuff that I thought was over. You know, when you think you've healed from some wrong in the past and you don't realize that all you've done is put a plaster on it until something happens to rip it off in one quick, brutal motion. Ooh. While our lives are shaped by the events of childhood and adulthood, most of us carry scars on the outside and the inside, and I think the internal ones that cannot be seen, those are the worst ones, because you just assume everything is fine, it's hunky-dory, and you just go on autopilot. For years, I carried a huge chip on my shoulder. Oh my word, it was terrible. Of course, I didn't know this. I was convinced everyone was out to get me. Didn't think I was important, were rude to me. They underestimated me. Oh my word, the list was endless in my mind. And that's what it was. It was all in my head. Okay, maybe not all of them. Though I do know now, some were real wrongs, but quite a lot were imagined wrong. In my language, we have a saying that you can, no matter how old you are, you can never have more rags than an adult. It's just the older you get, the more life has shown you. You know, you've experienced bad relationships. You have family. Oh my word, family you cannot choose. Relationship you can choose with your partners. You can choose with who your friends are. I look at life and I look at the things that causes all of this, or some of them at least. For example, you have trauma that comes from family relationships, from home environment, from friends, and from partners in all, opposite sex kind of relationship that you've had. And with family, you can't choose your family. You can't decide, I don't want this person or that person. So you have to live with them. You don't have to live with the terrible emotions or bad emotions and ugly environment that you might find yourself. But what do you say about the emotions, the trauma that comes from bad relationships, the opposite sex kind of relationships? What do you say about that? It's those ones, the bad breakups, the abusive partner, the controlling partner, the relationships that don't work. They tend to color your future engagement with people, whether it's friends, I know that personally, whether it's friends, whether it's people you then date or don't date, you put your guard up and you let those things that have happened in the past direct or dictate your future without you actually realizing that that's what you're doing. For example, I know of a woman who had been let down badly. I think she was going to marry someone. Anyway, she's been let down badly by someone. And then a man who genuinely wanted to marry her, this chap was ready to marry. And he just felt it was time for him to marry. But she just couldn't believe it. You know, she couldn't bring herself to get hurt all over again. So she didn't believe him. Well, he went on and married somebody else because he was just ready. It was time for him to marry for himself. And when she heard this news, she had a mental breakdown. She totally broke down. I'm happy to say she's okay now, but she's one of the walking wounded. She's functional, but not really there. And I feel there are quite a number of us who are like that. We're working on autopilot. Just different things that have happened have shaped us to be where we are now or who we are now. For example, I have a very peculiar relationship with food. I cannot stand it being wasted or somebody not being fed, somebody going hungry. I really cannot stand it. If you see my reaction, you will have to ask what is going on. And it's simply because at the time in my life, I was knowingly deprived of food. And this went on for a couple of years. I had an adult in my life that I thought should know what is going on, should sort it out, find a solution to it. But this person was totally oblivious to what was going on. And it went on for a couple of years, long enough for me to have this awkward food relationship. I just cannot stand it. And I'm not going to do therapy on here. So I'm just going to say I have an awkward relationship with food. I have another one. This weird one is with time. I hate being kept waiting. I know a number of people say that. But for me, I passionately, deeply hate being kept waiting. You only understand it if you see my reaction. When I am waiting for someone, not waiting for something, but when I am waiting for someone, my reaction to that time being wasted or my time being wasted is way overboard. I know it. I know my reaction is overboard. I know it's beyond reason. I don't know why. I really don't know why. It's so bad that even I feel it's like killing a fly with a hammer. I just don't know. I just can't take being kept waiting. I'm sure something must have happened somewhere along the line. I have no idea. Like most Africans, I don't believe or like going for therapy. We don't just like going for therapy. We buckle up, we man up, we chin up. And all the other ops that, is there. I mean, just get on with life. That's the way we've been brought up. But we don't deal with it. That's the bottom line. We don't deal with the illness or its root cause, like not knowing, I mean, for the food, I know where it's coming from. But for the time, I have no idea what it is and I've not explored it. I'm just trying to deal with it. So what happens is we function on autopilot. and we just pray to survive. Let's just survive this day. Let's just survive what is happening now. So we are the walking wounded. And I just like to say, maybe it's time to actually to go for therapy. Not just me, whoever it is. It's time to go for a therapy, because the truth is, there is help. There is help, and there can be healing as well. I don't believe that, well, now I've come to that point now, that realization, that asking for help is not a weakness. It just means you need help, that's all. And if it's there, then you should accept it. And if it's not there, you should look for it, because you then live a better life. It's been Coffee with Timmy.